gentlemen, please welcome
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. We're at 8:34. I mean, 6 minutes from the 8:44 pack to Knott's Berry Farm. So I'll give you that cue to call at 8:40. But yesterday at this time, I forget how we brought it up. Something about your wife's type. What were we talking about yesterday around the 8 o'clock around this time?
Oh yeah,
you said Michelle Rodriguez, Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious has another movie coming out, and I said, "Have you ever watched any?" And you said, "No." And I'm like, "I'm surprised because the sister's kind of your type or your wife's type." Mm-hmm. You go, "It's my type."
I said,
and I said, "No, because she likes that hot Latina cop."
Whatever.
And you go, "No."
I love that we're rehashing this.
I was trying because I got the text yesterday, and I wrote down the text. And I was like, "Why did I?" I don't remember what we're talking about, but. Is it 8:40?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to forget it.
Or no, this actually was sent at 8:16, but it's 840 is the area code.
I don't know where that is. 840.
Where is the 840?
Nashville? No. That's
6-1. Is that Oklahoma?
No, it's here in Southern California.
Oh,
Riverside. Is that Riverside?
Wow. Yeah, it looks like it's San Bern County.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So anyway, this person in the 840... text the show yesterday. Heidi's wife's type is Michelle Rodriguez, and instead she got Slowpoke Rodriguez. That's why I had to write that down. I'm like, I gotta bring this up. I gotta bring it back up tomorrow. That's good stuff.
Listen,
that's good stuff.
You know what, San Bernardino? I've always been good to you. And I don't know that I deserve that. I could say things about you, but I don't. San Bernardino.
Yeah.
And I'll flick you off when I go through next week.
Yeah, there's some more texts in the 9 o'clock hour. And it's so funny, like from day to day, I'm like, what were we talking about? This person texted that, and I read it right after the show.
It's such a blur.
They come in so fast sometimes, like I miss some. Like, I don't want to miss some, you know, I want to read them all. And you know, something I'm like, I gotta write that down. That's funny. And then at 9:30 yesterday, and so I'll bring those up at that time because you know listening. But that time, you know, was it your text that you texted me? Find out at 9:20.
I like being reminded because people will go, "Hey, what'd you guys talk about?" I'll walk the dogs, and neighbors go, "Oh, what'd you guys talk about on your show today?" And I'll go, "I don't know. I got nothing."
Yeah.
They're like, "What?"
They're like, "You don't know."
Yeah. I don't know. Wow, really involved, huh? I'm like, no,
Did you go to work?
It's a blur.
I was there. I had no idea what was going on.
I couldn't tell you what we talked about. Not even a little bit. I'm in the moment, and then it goes away. That's it.
So we kill some time for the next 3 minutes before we give that 4-pack to Knott's Berry Farm away. Some sad, sad booze news.
Why would you? We are having a good time.
Sad booze. No.
Pour one out. What happened now? Did somebody go out of business? Did a
you want
booze
a shot, Johnny?
Yeah.
Die?
Yeah.
Jordan?
Yeah, of course.
I'll just give you the corn it was made from. Just like the cheesecake or the carrot cake earlier. Yeah, you guys had carrots because, you know,
the rudiments.
His heart. All right, Jordan, here you go.
Broncos glass.
Okay. About the only thing that golf club's good for, huh, Johnny? It ain't worth a crap on the course.
Just pulling liquor towards his face.
What do we got?
Sad news. A nasty semi-truck crash in Wisconsin on Wednesday spilled a bunch of beer kegs from the truck.
Oh, no.
Pete Hegseth said that's the last time he used Grubhub to order lunch again. And there's even more.
Oh no.
Also, last Wednesday, a semi-truck carrying Coors Banquet beers, cans and kegs, crashed in Colorado, spilling the beer into the road. So here's to all the dead soldiers.
Dead soldiers. All right.
I can barely believe it.
Johnny.
Ride, you have to do that, Johnny.
Oh, Ride, you have to do that. That was really corny.
I'm hopping mad.
Missing all of our grains. I barely believe it. That was good. I'll give that one to you. I mean, come on now.
All right.
Wasn't as good as that text, but it was still good.
Yeah.
Flipbook Rodriguez. You ever heard those stories about guys, maybe a homeless guy sleeping in a dumpster or something, then the trash truck comes, and then they end up in the back of the trash truck. And then
I guess I'm moving. It's like an RV. I got more square footage in here.
Well, until they start putting on the compression, you know, like
the
crusher. And how hard does that thing crush? If you are a garbage man or woman, whatever, I mean, when that thing, like, pounds per square inch, when you're crushing garbage, I mean, is it just kind of like, you know, you do it at home, like, you just push it down, but you're not, like, really trying to, you're standing in the can and jumping in the kitchen, really compressing it down in the bottom. I mean, is it just kind of like, you push it down, make a little room, but if there was something in the bottom of the trash can, you're probably not going to break it, and it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm wondering how hard that is. Because a guy, Knott's tickets, 818-955-2955, 818-955-2955 is the number to get your 4-pack. Call in right now, looking for caller 40. So, bringing up this trash truck, a man was crushed twice inside a garbage truck in Alabama, but thankfully the driver heard him calling for help, and rescue crews were able to get him out safely. Twice.
And that's how Flat Stanley was made. I thought that it was a killer. Like, you're dead. You're not surviving that, especially twice.
3,000 pounds per square inch is what the hydraulic system operates at, producing enough force to pulverize furniture and compact trash to 17% of its original volume.
Wow.
So that would kill a human being. There's just no way.
Unless he was in, like, somebody threw away a ton of cotton balls, like, right before, and he's kind of like, or somebody threw away a couple of those mattresses that mold to your body.
Oh, yeah, memory foam.
He's in between two memory foams. It looks like Han Solo. And then, then it uncompacts, and it's like,
I'm in here.
Gets the next stop.
Yeah.
Han Solo frozen in memory. It's great.
But he went in there twice. Is it because it was on the same route, two stops, compress each time? Or is it he got in there twice? Like, I think he might dig it.
Come on, we need sanitation workers to call and tell us.
I'm thinking this guy might be a chubby chaser. Like, he likes the compression. He likes getting laid.
Stay home with a weighted
lay
blanket.
Lay on me, huh?
I said, get a weighted blanket. You don't have to try to kill yourself every time.
Do you like that? You like weight on you, Heidi?
I do not. I don't. Not at all. And that comes from being laid on as a child and with my bride, my brother. Hate it. Hate being held down. Hate even.
Well, he was holding you down, but he was like, as far as like.
No, his body was on. Like, yeah, I hate that. I hate that feeling. Well,
his body was laying on you. He was like holding you down, trying to spit a loogie and then suck it back
did
up
all
to your
that.
Face.
I don't like weight on my body at all. No, sir. Mm-hmm. That does nothing for
me.
So
when if you're ready to like freak out and push your wife and she falls off the bed and it's like, you were on me.
I've had moments where I'm like, I got to be on top.
I was having a garbage truck dream, babe. Sorry.
I got to be on top.
So she can't be on top.
No, she can't.
Like, even making out, like laying on the couch and she's on top of you and you're under her and she's kissing you.
Yeah, but she kind of has to be off to my side a little bit, like not laying on me. No, I hate it.
Because I was with a girl in college that liked to have like the body weight.
Yeah, I know people like that.
Like, you know, I'd be holding up, you know, doing the old, you know, I'll hold myself up in my arm. She's like, no, I want you to just give your entire weight to me.
No, I hate that.
So I laid on top of her.
No, where are you like?
But it was like, but I felt weird. I was like, really? She's just, whatever, like that weighted blanket feeling, comfort feeling, being born again.
Mm-hmm. No. My sister-in-law likes that.
Birth me.
Yeah.
She likes that
20-pound weighted blanket every night to go to bed. Nah.
And then what they do, like, they pile rebirth on people, and sometimes people, like, suffocate under the yeah rebirthing process. They're trying to simulate you going out through the canal again, because maybe you were a C-section baby and you never had that struggle out of the cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
So they all, everybody, oh, that was for your joke earlier. The computer just caught up.
No, I know. I saw you rooting around.
A couple slaps.
I knew it was coming. Yeah. I knew eventually going, I would be smacked. So I
was like, that's how Flat Stanley was made. Smack, smack.
Well, how was he made? Do you have a better idea?
But yeah, I don't know if there's anything to that whole rebirthing thing. That's a bunch of kooks.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Anybody else like getting crushed? A little bit?
No.
Not really, nuh-uh.
I hate those weighted blankets. Like those weighted blankets.
Yeah.
You do, John?
Yeah, my wife loves them. She has a couple of them.
She also loves a wet blanket. That's why she married you.
And then, I'll be walking through the bedroom and stub my toe on a blanket.
You stub your toe on the blanket? It's that heavy?
Yes. I'm like, that hurt. That's a blanket. Why does that hurt? And yeah, I just don't like that feeling. Like, you know how when you're sleeping and you're trying to run and you can't run? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I feel like about a weighted blanket.
Some people dig that, like, that weight, that claustrophobia. Like, they're the exact opposite, where it's like, don't hold me down. But some people are like, hold me down. Mm-hmm. Vacuum suck me into some plastic.
Yeah, mm-mm. Right.
Give me a breathing tube and I'm cool in here.
I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heart display.
I don't know about that.
No. Nope. I don't even like a bed that's too soft. Yeah. Where, like,
Where it where it, like,
that
envelops
memory foam
you
kind of thing. I really don't like that.
Yeah. I don't need to remember how I may not want to sleep in that same position tonight. So don't remember how I was sleeping last night. I'm all over the place.
All right, we got a text from a trash man.
Okay. Trash man.
Says the truck will only compact him, meaning the guy in the garbage truck, to death if it was full. The compactor doesn't go all the way to the end of the truck. It only pushed a little more than halfway, so
that's
it compacts when it's fuller and fuller and fuller. Mm. So if he was in there and it wasn't quite that damn full.
Okay. Mm.
He just saw it, you know.
It goes halfway
coming
and
in.
Stops.
Right.
Just to make sure that it can put more in.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right, so you could live in one of those things.
Like also that scene from Star Wars where they're, you know.
And then trash compactor.
And the trash compactor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if we ever do sneak into the back of a garbage truck, let's dress as
Han Solo.
No, they were wearing the stormtroopers.
Yeah.
And then they save us. We'll jump out of stormtroopers.
I think it's the only way to do
it. Of course.
And you got to be the Wookiee, Jordan, because you're kind of already halfway there.
Deal.
You're the closest
not shaving.
Guy.
You'll be Luke Skywalker and I'll be Han Solo.
Okay, I like it.
There we go.
You got Leia over there.
Leia wasn't in the trash compactor, was she?
Yeah,
she was.
She was the first one. Yeah,
she's the one who blew. Yeah, in the grate.
Yep,
that's
blasted the grate and then jumped in first.
Yeah, great idea, Leia.
Yeah,
that's why we don't invite you to meetings. Blew a hole. We're gonna get crushed to death. Perfect escape hatch.
Sit over here with my cinnamon bun.
Some
here.
This is.
Oh, do we get caller 40 yet? Let's see. We got him. Hello, Coral.
Oh. Oh, my God. Did I win?
Unfortunately.
Am I caller?
Oh.
Unfortunately.
No.
Yes, you won.
You did, Coral.
Oh, my God.
Oh, 100%.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Love you, Coral. How old are you?
Oh, my gosh. How old am I?
Yeah.
50, and my daughter turns 10, and this is coming up, and she's got her first group of friends. Aww. I can't believe I won. I'm so excited.
Oh yeah, cool. She's going to be cool. She's going to take a couple of new friends. She's 10 years old. And
yes.
Coral,
this is awesome.
Is Coral a family name?
No, it's not.
No.
My parents were going to name me Jessica. I was born in Tennessee, like at a trailer park, but they somehow...
The furthest thing from Coral.
Mm-hmm. They've been to Florida. If you've heard of Florida.
Florida. Yeah, you got to say Florida, yeah.
And they brought home a piece of coral. Thank God they could pronounce it right. Nobody else
we
could.
We got a corral. Do you see that corral down there?
Thank God it was coral. They didn't name you Sand Dollar.
I mean, I've heard it.
Little Sandy Dollar.
No, you guys had the nicknames in like high school or something last week, yeah. And I wanted to call, but I couldn't. But that was called everything with that name in Tennessee. Coral Reefer, Hard Coral. Never ended.
Coral Sex.
I can't believe I won.
Coral Sex.
Have you ever called Coral Sex?
No, no.
We're well, now you have. And every time you call in, now you're Coral Sex, yeah. Okay?
Hey, baby.
And we'll always take your call if you know what we mean. We're always.
We got Coral Sex on line 10. All right. All right, stay on hold.
You guys are awesome. Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Coral. Stay on hold.
Oh, good grief.
Johnny?
That was a Charlie Brown joke, though.
Yeah, tied it done. All together.
Nicely good, done.
Charlie Brown
good
and
grief.
Coral.
Good grief.
Oh, it works now. It works now. Uh-huh. It works
now.
You ever hear those stories about animals attacking people and then you're rooting for the animal?
Always.
Like the people you see, I'm going to Yellowstone in the summer. I think it's in the summer. I don't know. I'll let you know.
Check your family calendar.
Yeah, when you get my postcard, you'll find out I'm there. I would say, please do. I'm going to Yellowstone. Please do now. And people getting close to the bison, you know, because it's like they're thinking they can just go up to this giant animal. It's going to be cool. This happened in China, though, and it was at a tourist got mauled at a popular ski destination in China after getting too close while they were trying to take a selfie with a snow leopard.
I'm team leopard.
I know. And they go, here's the video. It's quite disturbing. And I was like, oh, you get to see it maul up? Because sometimes I'll let you see the buffalo, just totally just pummel somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the person's like laying down face down in the snow, and the snow leopard's like on top of her. And then the next scene, they cut, and the next scene's like, these guys carrying her out of the snow, and she's covering her face up. So I think it like...
Oh, she lived.
Got her face.
Yeah, and her hand was flopping around. But I don't know if it's because she was skiing and she had like her gloves that were connected to her sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, my God, it almost tore her hand off.
I think her wrist is definitely broken.
It was just one of her gloves that was just flopping around.
Look weird. Yeah, I don't mess. You think I would, but I really don't. I respect wildlife. I don't mess. And I wouldn't. I would look for.
No, you would, but I think you've heard enough of these stories. You've seen those, like, but you are the type to think that every animal is your friend. You like animals more than people. It's like, oh, look at this snow leopard. Look at you.
They're just innocent. They're such innocence. They would never hurt you on purpose. Humans hurt on purpose. Animals really don't.
When we went to Yosemite, my wife, we were up there by the hotel inside of Yosemite, that nice old hotel. And so we're driving back to it. There was a deer laying on the ground, and she thought it might get hit by a car or something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in the road. It was like just laying off the road, probably 10 feet off the road, and it was just laying there. Head was up. Wasn't like laying down like it, you know, was dying. It was like head was up. It was looking around. Legs all tucked in and stuff. She goes, stop the car! I stopped the car, and she gets out and goes over to it and starts petting it.
No.
And it's just laying there, and she's petting this deer, and it's got like a probably a 10-pointer.
Oh,
I mean, it's a buck.
It's full-grown buck.
It's just laying there. Like, you okay? You okay? You hit by a car or something? And then eventually it just stood up and just walked off. I'm like, oh, must be fine. We go to the hotel. And the bartender, we're sitting at the bar, and she goes, I go, yeah, we just saw a deer out there. My wife went over and started petting on it. She's like, duh, what'd you do? It's like, people get killed every year petting deer. Getting too close to them. Gored to death.
Gored kick. Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, the one day they don't.
Yeah.
The one day doesn't gore her to death.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's the picture?
That's the picture.
Right before it attacked her?
Yeah.
That's great selfie, though.
I mean, it's a great last picture.
Yeah. Do you have the after? Before. After.
Last time you saw your face before you got a new one.
Yeah, before your new face and no eyeballs. This was when I had eyes. Remember that? Like 10 seconds later, I don't. Fun.
Thank God I was wearing glasses.
Yeah, seriously.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. I gave away that second four-pack. I do have a floater four-pack of Knott's Berry Farm tickets for that peanut celebration now through February 22nd with Snoopy and the entire gang. And I have all these headlines. And all are true but one. So when we come back, we'll get the fake out for another four-pack of Knott's tickets. And if you don't win them on our show, then you could possibly win them on Nick Carter's show, because he has another four-pack for you at 4:40 p.m. this afternoon. So be sure to listen to Nick and KLOS on your way home. All right, let's get some traffic.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.